Hey, I'm Katina, the co-founder of Daydreamers and one of your hosts for this podcast, along with Doopy, my partner in business and in life. Last year, Doopy and I found ourselves in a familiar predicament.
You used to like wake up at 5 a.m., go do a workout and be working by like 6 a.m. Yeah. And then, you know, you're off
did
to
a
like
side hustle.
But then you were at like 6 p.m., you're off to the company happy hour. Then you would go do something else. And then you would quickly eat dinner and be working on your side hustle.
Yeah.
You know,
but you too, I feel like in a different way. It wasn't necessarily packing a million things in, but you were like at work until 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And ordered Seamless and ate at your desk. I mean, we were like two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, I was a robot. I was forced to be. Anyways.
We knew we couldn't live this way forever. We couldn't be on that work, gym, sleep hamster wheel indefinitely with overpacked schedules and then wasting our free time while looking at our phone. You know, we wanted to build something for all of us. All of us robot humans stuck in tiny apartments, stuck on our couches, stuck scrolling through our phones, feeling alone, bored, and lazy. Doopy and I, in essence, wanted to build a modern-day garage. A big, beautiful place where all of us robot humans could get creative and make stuff for fun.
When we started doing research on this, there literally are no spaces like that today. Just for regular people to chill and dirty up a space, make stuff, like kind of leave it and come back to it, you know?
That is part of what Daydreamers is now, is the modern day garage. And none of these, when you're living in the city, none of these buildings really offer you that garage space, which has a very different sort of connotation in the context of a home or a house, right?
So that's how we came up with Daydreamers, our company that's bringing you this very podcast. But as we started to build this community of leisureists and experimenters, we realized that there was a bigger issue at hand. A lot of us had been stuck on that work, gym, sleep hamster wheel for a very, very long time. So long, we didn't know how to get off. We didn't know what hobbies meant. We didn't know what it meant to feel unproductive. In a good way, you know? Not in a lazy, I'm not accomplishing anything type of way. We simply didn't know how to spend our free time.
When you do have some free time, you fill it with things that are gonna capture your attention and make you feel like you're getting something good out of them. Rather, they're doing the opposite. And then when you reflect on it, as many people will do, you're like, I just wasted 8 hours sitting on this couch ordering food and then binge watching one show.
And trying to find like the best food.
But Doopy and I did know that there were people out there in our great, big, creative world that were, in fact, living a life of leisure, of creativity, of fulfillment. So we decided to scout them out and learn their habits. We wanted to pick their brains so that we could all channel their creativity into our overscheduled, leisureless lives and daydream a bit more. Because we know that some of our greatest inspiration as humans comes from our quietest moments. The Unproductive Podcast is launching this April. During our first season, we'll share conversations with everyone from Ronnie Fiag, the founder and collaboration guru behind the fashion brand Kith.
Like, I had to just do it. I had to work on product and show it to the world, regardless of whether or not they were gonna follow it. I get fully wrapped up in certain things. Like, I go all the way with whatever style it is that I'm looking at or whatever it is that I get into, whether it's a design or a material or a color. I get fully invested.
To Morgan Harper Nichols, the poet, painter, and thinker who's amassed over 1 million Instagram followers with her inspirational reminders.
That was when I knew, I was like, I think I found what I'm supposed to do. I was like, it's over all these years, if anytime like people were like, oh, I don't like this, like it affected me, you know, especially if they were like reputable people or people that I respected. You know, if they gave me any type of vibe that they just weren't feeling it, I would question myself. And this was the first time where I was like, I really don't care because I know who I'm creating this for. Like, I'm creating this for that 16-year-old girl who messaged me. Like, this is for her, not them.
We'll talk to Ariana Grande's tattoo artist, Mira Maria, who's changing the face of the industry, and the famous classical composer and brain behind The Creative Brain on Netflix, Anthony Brandt. There's author and passion expert Elle Luna, and the co-founder of the Tribeca Film Festival, Craig Hatkoff, and so many others. It's going to be amazing and exactly what our world needs right now. So subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and get ready to redefine how you spend your free time. We can't wait to start creating with you. Let's get started.